tribes in Alaska can move forward with petitioning the federal government to take lands into trust. A federal appeals court today dismissed the state of Alaska's challenge in the trust litigation. Indian country status in Alaska would afford similar protections as reservation lands in the lower 48. In 2007, Alaska tribes sued the Interior Department for the right to take land into trust after a legal opinion from the Interior Department said it was discriminatory to treat tribes in Alaska differently from tribes in the lower 48, the state continued its challenge in the case. Attorney Heather Kendall Miller brought the case for the tribes. She says today's decision is a big deal.
Tribes in Alaska will be able to pursue the ability to have BIA consider these petitions to have lands moved into trust. So that's huge for Alaska tribes because, as the court points out in its opinion, the Department of Interior, giving this a hard look during the rulemaking, recognized that trust lands are absolutely essential to tribes for many, many different reasons, for public safety, for economic development, to preserve land and cultural resources. So this is huge for tribes in Alaska, and it really opens the door for a new relationship with the state, should the state decide to stop fighting tribes on this issue and work with tribes. It could create all kinds of potential partnerships. And it remains to be seen, of course, what the governor and the attorney general's office will do. But our hope is, as we've seen recently, the governor has chosen not to seek a petition in the Clinton and Haida case, and our hope is that he will continue to have that reasoned and approach to the benefits that can be gained from working with tribes and not against them.
It does beg the question, Congressman Don Young has said in the past, why would tribes want to put land into trust? Why would they want the federal government to essentially own those lands and hold them for the tribes? It would mean that then they are adding tremendous layers of bureaucracy. Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to?
Well, in the case of our clients, they were very clear that three of the four wanted to be able to enhance their regulatory jurisdiction to keep alcohol out and to be able to invoke the Indian liquor laws that would require the federal prosecutor's office to prosecute bootleggers and others that have been bringing alcohol into the community and drugs in the community. As I think you and I know, the state is frequently absent with respect to providing adequate police authority in Village Alaska. This would be an incredible tool for villages in rural Alaska to be able to enforce ordinances declaring that their villages are dry. Another reason that one of our plaintiff tribes wanted to be able to have the option of placing lands into trust is because they have property that is being heavily taxed by a very aggressive borough. And the tribe wants to be able to protect that 10-acre land base from borough taxation and be able to develop it economically to provide income for the tribe.
What's next now? This decision was put out today. What happens?
What happens is that the stay gets lifted and the Department of Interior will, you know, publish notice of the existing petitions that have come in and will start the processing of those. And I would assume that the tribes that have submitted those petitions will be in contact with the Interior and trying to urge it to move their process along as quickly as possible.
State Law Department spokesperson Corey Mills says the state will review the current decision and decide how to proceed. Kendall Miller says now that the stay against Alaska tribal petitions has been lifted, the BIA will publish notice of those trust land applications within 30 days.